the rest of the story. August 1906, Arkansas farmer named John Wesley Huddleston was out plowing some of his 160 acres near Murfreesboro, Arkansas, when his plow blade unearthed a white rock. Curious, Huddleston kept the stone, later showed it to a neighbor who suggested John find out what it was, and he did. And what it was a 3-carat white diamond. The first diamond ever found in America. The first of more than 70,000 diamonds discovered on the Huddleston property over the century since. Well, that land is a state park now. It has been since 1972. But the 36 acres which encompass the original diamond mine have been set aside for today's prospectors. What I'm saying is that you can go there and you can look around. You can keep what you find. The arrangements, unlike any other in the world, go back generations to the corporation which transformed the place into a tourist attraction in the 1950s. And from that time on, throngs of eager optimists have flocked to the old Huddleston farm in hopes of changing their lives for the richer. And there is reason to be hopeful. More than 600 diamonds are discovered there each and every year. 1 in 5 is gem quality. 1 in 20 over a carat. The largest diamond discovered by a visitor since the state purchased the property was over 16 1/3 carats, pure white, later named Amarillo Starlight. The biggest ever unearthed at the site was a 40 1/4 carat beauty bagged in 1924 and named Uncle Sam. Of course, a rock hound doesn't have to win a size prize to make a fortune. In 1956, Winnie Parker brought home a flawless 15 1/3 carat stone called the Star of Arkansas, got it cut into an 8 1/4 carat marquee, which subsequently sold at Christie's in New York for $145,000. Methods of prospecting are as various as the amateurs employing them. One even hooked up a dowsing rod to a car battery, hoping the instrument would lead him to buried treasure. In 1978, a logger named George Stepp filled 5 5-gallon buckets with rocks and took them home and baked them in his wife's oven and recovered a flawless 4 1/4 carat yellow diamond. That same stone was worn by First Lady Hillary Clinton at her husband's first and second inaugural festivities. Yet don't let it be forgot that the thousands who have harvested untold millions from Crater of Diamonds State Park owe one fellow for their fortunes, the mine's original owner, John Wesley Huddleston, discoverer of that perfect white stone which begat all the rest. For John Huddleston ought to have become one of the richest men anywhere. But instead, believing what he had found was a fluke, he sold his family farm for $36,000 and spent all of his money and died a beggar. Died a beggar. In the lore of Southwest Arkansas is told a tale of a farmer who had his very own field of dreams, but who plowed it under and walked away. And as of this moment, you know that tale is true. Now that you know the rest of the story.